It's study time. It's study time. I like to tell you, I only like to tell you studies when it pertains to your life, if it's something that is interesting to you. You know what I mean? Like a Okay. So this is kind of interesting. They were looking at stress on a worldwide basis, and they wanted to know where the most stressed cities in the world were. And here's how they ranked them. They ranked them stressful based on factors like air pollution levels, green spaces, LGBTQ safety ratings, stuff like that. Like stuff that, let's see.
And this is worldwide. This isn't just the U.S.
Yeah, it's worldwide. But here's what's interesting. So the most stressed cities in the world, meaning the ones where people are under the most stress because their lives are either the least safe or the air quality is the least safe or there aren't a lot of green spaces and not a lot of parks and places to go, like where you just don't feel like the environment stresses you out. Like the world, you know, it's funny. It's like if you have a high stress job, but then you live somewhere where you feel safe and you can breathe fresh air and you don't feel like there's predators all around you. You can deal with a high stress job if your city is not a stressful place. So that's the concept here.
Central Park to me was the most stress I've ever had in my life.
Yes, that makes sense. And I'll explain that in a second. So the three most stressed cities in the world. Number three is Karachi, Pakistan. Number two is Delhi, India. And number one is Cairo, Egypt. Okay, that's so this is worldwide. Then when you get to, let me see. Hang on.
Why would Cairo? Cairo would be cool because they have like, you know, the Sphinx.
Well, okay, so Cairo is one of the busiest cities on Earth. It's the second largest in Africa. It's also the second lowest in cleanliness of all the cities. Yes. The LGBTQ plus safety rating is one of the lowest.
Probably zero, right?
Right, which means that, you know, if you're LGBTQ or plus, it is not a safe place for you. They have, but the upside is like, despite all of that, Cairo has one of the lowest suicide rates in the world. So that's good. That's an upside, but they are the most stressed city.
You missed the perfect chance to ask me what country Cairo was in. There's no way I could have told you Africa.
Okay, so Africa is a continent.
Oh, I would have guessed somewhere else.
What country is Cairo in? What Cairo is the city. What's the country?
Africa, you said that.
No, Africa's the continent.
West Africa. East Africa.
Egypt. Egypt.
Madagascar.
No, Egypt. I just told you. Egypt is the country. Cairo is the city. Egypt is the country. And Africa is the continent.
I don't believe you.
Of the list of the top 49, not even 50, it's a weird number, the top 49 most stressed city in the world. So they go by poverty, cost of living, suicide rate, cleanliness, all that kind of stuff. When you go down the list and you find the first United States city, it's number 30 on the list. So the upside is this city in the United States is the 30 most stressed in the world. So that's, you know, it's not in the top 10 at least, but it's New York.
Is it really?
Yeah. New York is number 30 on the list of the most stressed cities in the world. So the United States, that makes New York number one. We're number one.
See, like I said, you have the green space, which is Central Park. And when I'm there, I don't feel not stressed. It's the most stressed.
So interestingly enough, if you look at New York, so of course, no surprise, our LGBTQ safety rating is one of the best. Like one of the highest, like it's one of the safest cities if you're LGBTQ or plus. But that's pretty much it.
That's all.
It's like it's that, and then our suicide rate is high. The monthly cost of living per person is high. The cleanliness of the city is low. The poverty is high. So it's funny. Like the only thing we have going for us is the LGBTQ plus safety rating. It's like the highest in the world, but everything else is really bad and really low, which makes us the most stressed city in the country.
Wouldn't be the worst.
Yes, it's actually our air quality right now is worse than Los Angeles because Los Angeles is number 34 on the list.
Well, because they started cracking down on car emissions and things like that. New York never did. They'll let anybody drive a car, in any car. As long as it rolls, it will drive.
Right, that's true. And the only other United States city on this list is Philadelphia, number 44.
I would have said New Orleans.
No, because if you think about it, so, you know, you're looking at monthly cost of living. It's not, you can live very nicely in New Orleans. For the amount of money that you're making, if you make the same amount of money in New Orleans as you do in New York, you can live very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans is much cleaner than New York. The poverty is high, and the LGBTQ plus safety rating is a little bit lower, but they have less suicides. It's cleaner. It's the cost of living. So the things that make people stressed out are just not there for New Orleans.
And they don't have Subway Rat, Pizza Rat.
No, they don't have Pizza Rat.
You got to look up Pizza Rat. If you don't know what a Pizza Rat is, a Pizza Rat was dragging a huge pizza down in the subway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most New York thing you'll ever see in your life.
Ever.
You want to see everything about New York? Pizza Rat. Look it up.
The least stressed states in the U.S., number 3 is Washington, D.C. Number 2
least
is Vermont.
Stressed? How is that possible?
Least stressed, because of all the things that I just told you about. The least stressed, number 3, Washington, number 2, Vermont, and number 1 is Delaware.
Hmm.
So state-wise, let's see where you're. So you're in South Carolina. You're number 22. New York. This is so least stress. That means New York must be down on the bottom.
Like
somewhere.
South Dakota should be 1. I got no stress.
Yeah, it's number 10.
Yeah, North Dakota, South Dakota. It's got to be one of those square states that's number 1.
South Carolina, number 22, because you guys score really low in the LGBTQ plus
safety. Yeah. No.
Unsafe. Not that safe there.
Yeah. No. It's not the place to be.